Exactly. South America. When I was growing up, people in the South of America spoke English. But that goes to show you, it's about the dark antimatter of money and how the banks and politicians have been corrupted by the Illuminati in a totally different way to the way you imagine. Red alert, people! Banks aren't just about lending you money so you are a slave to the system. They actually enslave you by capturing your DNA at the very moment you open your account and then use that DNA to build a replicant of you that lives in the same house as the one you live in, only in cyberspace. And you have to keep leveling up and buying shit for your character. And that's the truth everyone ignores. There's a virtual me right now, somewhere. And I intend on finding him and killing him.
Ron, I've been wanting to call your show for a while and leave a message. What you said about doppelgangers is true. I have a doppelganger, and we have sex. And it's not remotely creepy or gay at all.
I wish you would have left her callback number, because I would have warned her. Listen to me. All you twins out there, it's an abomination. You have to kill your twin in their sleep, tonight, right now, immediately. And for that matter, kill the alien mother that spawned you. She's got a cloning factory in that DNA disaster of a womb. Back to banks and the alternative reality. They not only want you to default, but also sometimes they switch people for their own avatars. So the question becomes, of course, am I me or my own digital reflection? Sometimes when I drink, things get all pixely. It's pretty out there stuff, I know, but... Stick that in your garden, wind spinner, and blow it out your ass! Ha! Let's get back to this plot by the banks to use your DNA to build, entirely with your legal permission in documents you signed, a digital slave avatar of you. And that slave version will one day replace you, only it won't have free will at all. You know how they do it? I've said it 1,000 times. Memory foam. Here's a caller that agrees with me.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, it said wait for the beep, but anyway, what you said about memory foam on your last show, that scares the shit out of me. I got one of those memory foam beds. I think it's listening. When I black out, I bang a fat girl. And then she's not there the next day. But I know because there's a big dent there the next morning. That bed remembers. It's downloading my memories and my life every night while I sleep. Ron, I'm scared.
Memory foam. No wonder you're getting such a comfortable night's sleep, America. Wake up! Open your ears! We are going to drag those demon mattresses out into the square of every city and burn them! And those memories and spirits will be set free, like that movie about the Ark of the Covenant. Open your ears! Seriously! I heard there's a government facility somewhere in Blaine County that's developing a nerve toxin so powerful, a single drop could turn the West Coast into a bunch of vapid asswipes who stare at the sun and have forgotten how to read. No, wait. That's my little joke. Stay on your toes, people, because someone is out to get you, and you're probably paying for the privilege. Remember, if you got something for me, Ron Jakowski, then call or email the show. Until next time, someone is reading your thoughts, so make sure they're scrambled.